Grab your paddles and tennis shoes. Pickleball has made its way to Homer. KBBI's Ariel Van Cleave recently attended one of the games nights at the Homer Educational and Recreational Complex, or HERC, and brought back this report.
You want me to serve since I have a ball? Okay, here it comes.
So, you've never heard of pickleball before. Well, you're not alone. It's been around since the 1960s, but not many people play the sport. I first heard about it when I was in middle school back in Illinois. It was a unit of PE in Mr. Maxiner's class. The sport is like the Frankenstein's monster of racket games. It takes a little from badminton, a little from tennis, and just a touch from table tennis. In fact, the paddle you use in pickleball is a slightly larger version of the one you would use in ping pong. The ball also is similar to those used in ping pong, only it's basically a wiffle ball, and you play on a badminton court. Oh, and the net is slightly lower than a regulation tennis net. Now, what about the name? Pickleball? Mike Flora says that according to lore, the inventor was apparently a congressman from Washington State who named it after his dog.
That's cute.
It's adorable.
I wish the dog had a more, more impactful name or something, you know, growler ball or something.
Flora is one of the sponsors for the game nights. He says they started out with about 10 people, but now there are 22 people signed up, and word is spreading.
I had a call from Oregon. Somebody called and said, I heard you have a game up here, and when I come up, how do I get in? So I called them back and said, show up.
Flora says the group is serious about the game, but not too serious. He says they accept any skill level, any age, and even those with mile-long competitive streaks.
Because the game's super playable. If you have a, you know, like a little tennis elbow or some minor knee thing that kind of keeps you away from tennis twice a week, you can play here.
Flora says the idea came from Bill Bloom, who mentioned to the Homer Community Recreation Coordinator Mike Ilg that the game would likely be popular in Homer. Ilg then found a home for the sport and put Flora and a few others in charge. Bloom declined an interview because he was too busy actually playing. Flora says he hopes they can continue to call the HERC gym home for a while.
I'd love to keep going in the summer here inside, and because I played some tennis, and that sort of can be iffy some summers. It's nice to know it's here.
In Homer, I'm Ariel Van Cleave.